Misanthrope Radio, broadcasting to the world.
Misanthrope Radio,
broadcasting to the world.
Misanthrope Radio,
broadcasting to the world.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Misanthrope Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
From high on top of your mom.
Misanthrope Radio.
With your host, Kaiki Juberg.
It's not my fucking name.
Who the fuck came up with Kaiki Juberg?
My bad, that's just what it says here. Oh, here's another one. With your host, Hebe Goldstein.
That's not my fucking name either.
Basically, we don't know his name. Misanthrope Radio starts now.
Welcome to episode 9 of Misanthrope Radio. I can't fucking stand social media. And that's not coming from a guy who has historically had tons of social media outlets and then, you know, secretly despised it or publicly espoused to despise it when in all actuality I couldn't live without it. I'm not that fucking dude. I think a lot of people say, oh man, I really fucking hate social media, goddamn social media and goddamn, but they couldn't go for a fucking day without creeping around fucking Facebook Marketplace or trolling Instagram. I'm not that dude. I've never had a Facebook account, never had Instagram or Snapchat or anything like that. I had a TikTok account briefly, and I enjoyed it too much, so I fucking deleted it because I found myself sitting there scrolling through fucking TikTok incessantly rather than getting anything done. But a few years ago, when I decided to jump into the world of podcasting, I knew I was going to have to kind of embrace at least some facets of social media. There's no way around it. With 7 million podcasts available to somebody on the Apple app, how can anyone running a podcast expect to gain any traction whatsoever without social media? If you're not going to be your biggest fan, then why the fuck should anyone else follow you? You see what I'm saying? Even if they could fucking find you. Facebook was always out of the question. Instagram, I don't even really understand what that is. Snapchat is obviously not for me. I have what you would call a face for radio. What the fuck does Snapchat have to offer someone like me? So if I'm not interested in Facebook, Instagram, I think that's just about pictures, right? Instagram, Pinterest. I don't know what the fuck I'd put on Pinterest, but, and I'm not going to do Snapchat. What else is available to me? Twitter. That's all there is. I know it's called X now, but I just can't get there. If his mama named him Twitter, I'm going to call him Twitter. So I started a Twitter account for Misanthrope Radio. And I did what anyone trying to gain a following does. I started following people, following podcasters, following influencers, following. And people started following me back. But what I did not anticipate were people sliding into my DMs. Yeah, I don't know why, but it never occurred to me that I would be having people slide into my fucking DMs. Yeah, I do. I know exactly why. I know exactly why it didn't occur to me that people jumping into my fucking DMs was a possibility. It's because I don't have great tits. In my very simple fucking linear mind, the only people who have to contend with DMs are chicks with giant fucking jugs who are hanging them all over the fucking camera and then complaining about men. That's the type of account I thought had to contend with DMs. I never really thought that some fucking douche nozzle, idiot fucking fledgling wannabe podcaster like yours truly would have active DMs. Direct messages, isn't that what that stands for? Direct message? Well, as it turns out, I was wrong. I'm going to go through my fucking DMs here because this shit, you can't fucking write this shit. Like, I feel like I come across as a fairly creative dude, right? You cannot write the shit that I'm finding in my fucking DMs almost on a daily basis. And it's really fucking weird if you think about it because I've had this Twitter account since I first started podcasting. And, well, maybe not. I don't know. It's been a few years. I've had this Twitter account for a few years. Never any DMs ever. So it never occurred to me to lock them down or shut them off or restrict them in any way because it just didn't happen for me because, again, I'm not the chick with tits. I'm not the chick with the giant fucking tits, and I'm not taking pictures of my fucking ass in a thong. But just here in the last couple of months, the fucking DMs have just been rolling in one after another, after another, after another. And what the shit that I have fucking popping up in my DMs is frankly shocking. For example, I have been solicited by OnlyFans bitches no fewer than 11 times in the last 3 weeks. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, fucking of course, Lorenzo, that's how they drum up business. Of course the OnlyFans bitches are going to be dropping into everyone available's fucking DMs. I guess that does make sense. However, it's the way they do it that really fucking blows my mind. For example, I had this one lady pop in. I say lady, it's probably some fucking dude from Bangladesh named Seymour. But for the purposes of this podcast, we're going to assume it is in fact the lady in the picture. Anyway, this lady drops into my fucking DMs and she starts asking me if my soul has been saved and I am a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, knowing that I was getting ready to do this podcast episode, I've kind of had the idea on the back burner for a while. I decided to engage. In the past, and it didn't happen very often, almost never did I get any kind of solicitation via DMs, right? But in the past, when it's happened, I've always just fucking delete and keep it moving. Well, this fucking lady asked me if I've embraced the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal savior and if I am a servant of the Lord. Well, like I said, knowing that this podcast was on the horizon, I decided to interact with her. And I said, why, yes, thank you for asking. I've definitely already embraced the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal savior. And what an amazing spiritual journey it's been. I sent that back to her. About 5 minutes later, she comes back in talking about her personal ministry and how she's really making changes in the inner city areas of Houston. I then replied, great, what's your YouTube channel, or is there any way that I can watch your ministry, because I'm so devout. And she replied that her ministry is available on OnlyFans. And she sent me the link of, I'm assuming it was supposed to be her, it may very well have been her, in a fucking thong. It's like you click on the link, there's this bitch standing there in a thong, and as it turns out, for only $3 for the next 30 days, I can watch her fuck herself with the Bible, or whatever the fuck she's doing. It's the way the OnlyFans bitches are engaging that I found interesting. So I quickly grew to where I could see the OnlyFans bitches coming a mile away. I still choose to interact with them because, again, I wanted material for this podcast. But here lately, when they come in with their fucking benign banter, I just say, drop your links and maybe I'll check you out. They mercifully have been just dropping their fucking links and keeping it moving. But the one that really intrigued me, I've had one fucking random encounter in my DMs that really intrigued me. And it's all unfolded over the course of the last 2 days. What she said was as follows.
Illuminati invitation. The world's biggest conglomerate have seen a sign. You're connected to your heart. And your heart is open to love and light. Not everyone is blessed with this connection. So I'm drawn to you from the universe in which they have seen you worthy. And you have been acknowledged. I have been sent, being the first disciple of the inner chamber of the Illuminati conglomerate, to make a request to recruit you as a member of the Illuminati Society. Are you interested in this offer?
Well, is that a fact? If you've been with Misanthrope Radio 2.0 from the beginning, you know that I have a bit of a God complex. I do a really bad job of hiding it. So this fucking random broad dropping in my fucking DMs and offering me an opportunity to join the Illuminati. Well, she's got my attention. She has my attention in a way that no fucking random broad with a fucking cute ass can ever get it. She has my total and complete focus. Because if there is any truth in the universe, it is this. I think that I should be in charge of everything. So over the course of the last couple of days, she's explained to me the process for joining the Illuminati, exactly what I need to do, exactly how I'm going to be contacted and called upon, and how I'm going to be utilized as a member of the air quotes new media. As a podcast host, the Illuminati is looking for people like me to further their agenda of providing enlightenment and guidance for all of humanity. Hold on, in my excitement, I have perhaps gotten a little ahead of myself. It's possible that you don't even know who the fuck the Illuminati is, or is. Which one is the Illuminati, or is? Fuck. It's possible that you don't even know anything about the Illuminati. Well, let me illuminate the Illuminati for you. The term Illuminati refers to a secret society known as the Bavarian Illuminati that was founded 1st of May 1776. But allegedly it is way, way, way older than that. If you believe the lore, the Illuminati has been quietly steering the advancement and enlightenment of mankind for millennia. Allegedly, luminaries such as Isaac Newton, Galileo, Leonardo da Vinci were all members of the Illuminati, an organization devoted to scientific advancement and the progression of human knowledge. It is rumored, however, that the Illuminati also steers world finance and controls entire governments, toppling regimes, installing puppet regimes, ensuring that their bidding is being done without hesitation by the figureheads that they put in charge of us. And historically speaking, the Illuminati only recruits from the best and brightest of any particular field. So naturally, if they're looking for podcasters to join the Illuminati, all roads lead to my door, or DMs, as it were. When she made the offer, I immediately said yes. Of course I want to be in the fucking Illuminati. How could I not? Then she told me to get a Telegram account, put the Telegram contact information in the DMs, and wait to be contacted by my local Grand Master. So here I sit. Here I sit with bated breath, waiting on pins and needles to be contacted, to be given instructions and set on the path to becoming a member of the secret society. And my mind is rolling. It's fucking spinning, and it's chewing on every word she said and every implication I can draw from the words that she used and the nuance and even the punctuation. I'm rolling it over in my head, and I'm extrapolating, and I'm playing it all out. I don't know what's coming for me, but I know this. I know this for sure. I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt, and if you've been hanging around Misanthrope Radio 2.0 since the beginning, you know this too. I'm not just going to be a member of the Illuminati. No, absolutely not. I will climb. I will rise. I will ascend to my rightful place at the head of the Illuminati. I will not just be a member of the Illuminati. I will become the Illuminatus. And once I have risen and destroyed all of my fucking competition, destroyed anyone who even has the opportunity, a chance of supplanting me as the head of the most powerful secret society in the history of the world, then I shall declare myself emperor of this fucking planet. I'm getting ahead of myself. Fuck. I haven't even been contacted by the Illuminati yet. Not really, just this fucking lady in my DMs. And my mind is already racing out of control. I already have plans for fucking world conquest and domination. Oh my god, I gotta fucking rein it in. It'll be fine. They'll reach out, they'll contact me, and then we'll go from there. And when I say go from there, what I really mean is that I will begin my meteoric rise through the ranks of the only secret society that matters. And then I will stand on the piled corpses of everyone who tried to stall my ascent and rain decrees from on high, like Corky. That motherfucker who works down at the gas station, who used to live near me before I moved into my palace. Corky, you shall be greased with Crisco and used as a dildo to ass fuck every elephant in my land.
You're going to be a phallus, an instrument of pleasure for every elephant I own, which incidentally shall be all of them. And I shall decree that the entire state of Nebraska is turned into a walled prison for everyone who sought to defy me but escaped my fucking wrath. The consumption and creation of hip-hop music shall be outlawed and shall be punishable by death. Everyone shall be in service to me. Everyone shall live their life only to please me. There shall be no war, but there shall also be no peace. Not while I draw breath. The Illuminati is going to give me what I've always known must happen. Complete, utter, and total fucking power!
I'm getting fucking carried away again. No, absolutely not. I don't mean any of that. Illuminati folks who are probably listening and checking up on me right now. I don't mean any of that. What I mean is I am all about the advancement of humanity, and I take that shit real seriously. I want, you know, science to be, to reign supreme, and I want there to be miracles of scientific achievement and stuff like that, and people need to be guided and, you know, whatnot. I absolutely don't think that I should be a declared emperor or anything like that.
No! I should absolutely be the supreme overlord of the entire fucking galaxy! And I will litter the path to my apotheosis with the corpses, entrails, and private parts of everyone who ever sought to fucking stop me. My second grade teacher, Mrs. Sism, told me I would never amount to anything and never be important to anyone. Well, Mrs. Sism, am I important to you now? What about your children? Am I important to them? Because I'm the one who holds their meaningless lives in my fucking hands. The fat fucking black woman named Mona at the DMV in Virginia Beach, who told me I have to buy a new car because the car I have would never meet Virginia's emission standards. Well, what about now, Mona? What about now? Do you think I should buy a new car now, Mona, as I'm crushing your fucking skull between two vices made of pure gold? What about you, Tracy? Oh, yes, I remember you. I remember your name. It's etched forever in my fucking consciousness. Tracy, the Waffle House server, with no fewer than 3 tattoos on her fucking neck. And she's the first person I ever saw with tattoos instead of eyebrows. What about you, Tracy? Do you think my money is not worth taking, Tracy? That Waffle House will be fine without my fucking business, Tracy. Just because I happened to comment that the tea was too sweet and that my order was taking too long, you had had enough. You had had enough of all the shenanigans that night, and you asked me to kindly leave. Leave your insignificant fucking Waffle House, Tracy. Well, I wonder if you're regretting that. Now that I am slowly lowering the Waffle House you threw me out of on top of your insignificant fucking head, Tracy. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I have a list. I have a list of everyone who's ever made me feel like I am lesser than. And this opportunity that the Illuminati is going to afford me, I shall use, yes, for the betterment of mankind, I'm not gonna forget about that, but mostly for retribution and recompense of everyone who has ever fucking stood in my way. And then after it's over, and after everyone has been subjugated, and after everyone knows that I am their lord, I will stand over them on high and shower blessings down upon them.
I shall give them the opportunity to worship at my feet, and I shall give them an opportunity to worship my cock. With their tongues, and their teeth, and their feet, and their fucking hands, and their vaginas, and their assholes, and their dirty fucking mouths! And what about you, Eric? What about you, Eric Johnson? That's right, I'm using your whole name. What about you, Eric Johnson? When I was standing in the hallway talking to Amy, you remember that day, Eric? I was standing in the hallway talking to Amy, just a boy, standing in front of a girl, wishing she would love him. Eric, do you remember that day when you walked up behind me, when I was standing there, Eric, talking to the girl that I was just certain would be my wife? Standing in the hallway, out in front of Mr. Jenkins' class. Eric, do you remember that day? Because I shall never forget it, Eric Johnson. Standing there, bearing my soul, and you walked up behind me and you grabbed the hem of my shorts and yanked them down. You pantsed me, Eric. Do you remember that? Well, I'm sure Amy does, and everyone else who was standing in the hall at that moment, Eric, because my cock and balls were out for the entire school to see, Eric. And you clapped me on the back and you laughed and you said, "Oh, Lorenzo, I'm terribly sorry. I had no idea that you weren't wearing underwear." Why weren't you wearing underwear, Lorenzo? Well, Eric Johnson, I wasn't planning on getting fucking pantsed in front of the woman I planned on marrying. So by way of recompense, Eric, oh, don't snivel now, no, don't fucking apologize, it's too late. I've been carrying this hate in my heart for 30 fucking years, Eric. By way of recompense, if you look to your right, you will see a gigantic blender. And if you look immediately to the right of the gigantic blender, Eric, you will see 3 beluga whales. I'm going to puree those beluga whales, Eric. And then I'm going to have my eunuchs use a set of turkey basters to take that pink fucking foamy puree and pack 3 beluga whales worth of liquid into your disgusting, deceitful, hateful, spiteful, and vengeful asshole. And I'm going to sit here on my throne built from the bones of everyone else who's ever crossed me, Eric Johnson, and I'm going to watch as we fill your entire body with pureed beluga whale until it's coming out your eyes, Eric, and it's coming out your nose, Eric, and it's coming out your mouth, Eric, until it's coming out from beneath your fingernails, Eric, and then I will bring Amy, the wayward trollop who laughed in my face, Eric, that day when you pantsed me, and I'm going to make her watch as you die, as you suffocate, as your body is literally ripped apart at the seams by the influx of beluga goo.
So I'm sitting here staring at my phone, hoping that I hear from the Illuminati at any moment. I think that I can be a real valuable member to their organization. You know, advancing humanity and whatnot. All right, on to the next segment.
Segment 2.
I received an interesting email today, and I thought I would relay the contents of that email to you. It's from a company called Podmatch, and I know what you're thinking. You're like, motherfucker, this guy's going to talk about podcasting again. Okay, yes. And I know I keep saying over and over again in all these fucking episodes that I'm not going to do a podcast about podcasting. However, motherfucker, Misanthrope Radio is always going to be about shit that's on my mind, stuff I see, things that fucking bother me, that sort of thing. Well, this is on my mind. And I've been very fucking clear from day one of Misanthrope Radio 2.0 that my goal with this fucking podcast is to absolutely 150% take over the world.
I mean, if you listen to the first 5 minutes of episode one, I am very fucking clear. I laid that out on no ifs, ands, or buts. Don't get that fucking twisted. That's never going to change. So in my quest to destroy all other podcasts on the interwebs, I do a lot of research. Partially because I'm fairly new to this medium, I don't really understand it. I don't pretend to understand it. So I study up on it. But also because, and I've talked about this before, there's really not a whole lot in the way of fucking feedback that you're going to get from other podcasters. Because what I like to do is I like to slide into a motherfucker's DMs, right? Somebody who's been podcasting for a long time, and I like to drop my fucking link to my latest episode and say, hey, I'm looking for feedback, constructive criticism, you know, let me know what I'm doing right, let me know what I'm doing wrong, especially. And what I don't tell them is while I am there to fucking destroy them, I also value the opinions of someone who's been doing this for a long time. You see what I mean? General Patton read Erwin Rommel's book. But what I'm finding more often than not is if I get a reply at all, what I'm hearing is nothing constructive. Oh, you're doing great, man. Keep at it. It's super great. You know, awesome stuff. I really think you have a future in this. So I find myself going to industry websites and kind of cruising through their stuff, not necessarily to find a community. That's absolutely not the goal, but to learn and understand more about the industry that I'm interested in annihilating. I say all that to say this. The guy who runs the fucking website, dude by the name of Alex, sent me an email. Let me pull up the fucking email here real quick. I had the data pulled up that he sent, but it didn't fucking occur to me to pull up the email. Why would it? I need to fucking get organized, get all my shit together. The email goes like this. Hello, Lorenzo. Not sure if you know this, but 57.2% of podcasters don't make it past episode 8. And if you have more than 27 listeners every week, you're in the top half of all podcasts. I created a report specifically for independent podcasters that shows this data along with other facts that most don't know about podcasting. I thought you might find this motivating. Here it is. And then he plugs his shitty little show where he sits down with a podcaster and I think that they jerk each other off. But anyway, so I'm going to pull up his report here, and it did have some interesting shit on it. He's saying that there are 393,221 active podcasts. And he's also saying that the total number of podcasts available through Apple or whomever is 2.8 million. So of the fucking 2.8 million podcasts that you can find on Apple, only around 400,000 of them are active, or 13.9%. On average, it takes 2 years and 100 episodes released before podcasters really see any results. Unfortunately, 93.83% quit before reaching this point. I would like to see that number go to 99.9%, as I want everyone to fuck off except for me. 8 episodes, 42.78%. 50 episodes, 11.28%. 100 episodes seems to be the goal that Alex and the gang at Podmatch have deemed a benchmark for success, 6.17%, and so on and so forth. All the way up to 300 episodes. The number of podcasts out there that have 300 episodes or more is only 3.08%. And then it says approximately 601 podcasters quit every single day. Again, I would like to see that number quadruple. These numbers are fairly dejecting. Dejecting, is that the fucking right word? Hey Siri, is dejecting a word?
Yes, dejecting is a word. It is an adjective that describes a state of extreme sadness, despondency, or low spirits.
So yeah, dejecting is the right word. Those numbers are fucking totally dejecting for someone who has world conquest on his mind. It's going to be a slow burn over the course of a year to fucking pass all of these shitcasts on my way to global stardom. And I'm thinking that's not fast enough for me. The entire process is going to take too goddamn long. I'm almost 50 years old. I could fucking keel over any minute now. I eat bacon 4 or 5 times a week. So what can I do to give myself a leg up? An edge? Something to draw ears away from Uncle Chucklefuck and his yuck fest? and draw them over to Misanthrope Radio. What can I fucking do to draw attention away from people with fucking trash podcasts and excellent marketing and bring them over to the dark side? Like, what can I fucking do? So I'm brainstorming this shit. I'm thinking about it all the time. I'm rolling it around in my head. I'm extrapolating and I'm really fucking focused on it. And I'm dicking around on my computer last night. And what do I find? I find YouTube. YouTube is the golden goose for mindless entertainment. YouTube I use like a fucking Chilton's manual. But the majority of the world I'm finding utilizes YouTube in a completely different way. They utilize it for mindless fucking entertainment, or they utilize it as a babysitter, or they utilize it to get their fucking mental health fix. But for the purposes of today's episode, we're going to focus on one of the most mindless goddamn things I've ever run across in my life, and incidentally, I think a golden fucking opportunity for me to really drive fucking ears to Misanthrope Radio. The opportunity of which I speak is a wonderful, wonderful fucking thing called the YouTube reaction video. Have you ever seen these things? I stumbled across YouTube reaction videos without knowing what they were the other day after Ozzy Osbourne died. I was looking on YouTube for a live version of Mama I'm Coming Home that I could fucking rip and use in the podcast. And when I punched in live Mama I'm Coming Home, the first two or three results that come up are Ozzy and the band playing Mama I'm Coming Home on a fucking at a live show. Exactly what I was looking for. And I didn't really think anything of it. But that little fucking side thing, that little scroll bar on the side, has all of these fucking people with their mouths agape and Ozzy kind of in the corner, and I didn't really pay any attention to it. What the fuck is a reaction video? And then I clicked. And what ended up happening was I went down a fucking rabbit hole that I didn't emerge from for like 6 hours. And I started searching and looking and watching and was completely fucking shocked at what I'm seeing. And then I didn't just look for Ozzy. I started looking for obscure bands, random shit. Like, I ended up watching a YouTube reaction video where this completely fucking uneducated, almost illiterate black guy was reacting to Exogenesis Symphony by Muse. And it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. I watched video after video after video after video of people reacting to music. I saw reaction videos on everything from Ozzy to Metallica to Lynyrd Skynyrd to fucking Boston. So my mind working the way it does, I immediately looked for patterns. I was scrolling through the reaction videos and the types of people who did them, and I was looking for trends. What type of person is going to attract the most attention based simply on the way they look in the thumbnail that you have to click on in order to engage the video? And there were two types of people that jumped out at me the most when I was scrolling through all the reaction videos. And I don't know if it was the way their thumbnail was laid out, if it's the colors they used, I don't fucking know what it was, but I think the thing that caught my eye more than anything else is the look on their stupid fucking faces as I was scrolling down. One of the songs that I typed in the search bar was Boston, More Than a Feeling. You've heard it. Everyone's heard it. And as I was scrolling down through the list of available reaction videos to that song, I noticed that my eyes were being drawn to two different types of people over and over again. The mildly slutty looking gamer chick and the absolutely fucking clueless looking black guy. I found my eyes being drawn to their thumbnails more than any others. So once I recognized where my eye was being drawn, I started paying attention to those people and the views that they had on their YouTube channels. The moderately slutty fucking gamer type chick that I honed in on had views in the millions. Every one of her videos had 5, 6, 7, 12, 15 million views. And it was literally just her sitting at a desk with her fucking gamer chick ooh-woo makeup, maybe a little bit of cleavage, some fucking weird purple lighting, watching a fucking music video and saying stupid shit over the top of it. So I backed out of that page and I started scrolling down and trying to focus on the clueless looking black guy that kept catching my eye. Clicked on his page, his videos all in the millions. Maybe not as many views as the slutty gamer chick, but he was still doing really damn good 2.5-3 million views on some of his videos. Not all of them, but a good portion of his videos, especially when he was reviewing classic rock type songs. So me being me and having done my research and noticed the fucking trends and the fucking patterns, I see this as an opportunity to drive ears to the podcast. I mean, if I can capture 300,000-400,000 views on YouTube with a dumbass fucking reaction video, and if I can only lure 10% of those people to give the podcast a shot, those are some serious numbers. Those are some really fucking serious numbers. The only question is how to do it. You're listening to this episode. Are you going to fucking believe with any degree of fucking reasonability that I've never heard Boston More Than a Feeling? No, of course not. I don't have to worry about posting myself doing a fucking YouTube reaction video. All I have to do are the fucking idiot voices, make them somewhat believable, if not a little bit cartoonish, and then let AI generate the fucking video to add a degree of fucking realism to it. This is goddamn brilliant. I'm literally reinventing the fucking medium as we speak. Goddamn. So that's exactly what I'm going to do here today. I'm going to create a YouTube reaction video with the uneducated idiot black guy who's only ever listened to hip-hop and the moderately slutty gamer chick sitting down together to review a very popular classic rock song, and both of them are going to just swear to God that they've never fucking heard this song before. And I'm going to choose a song that there is little to no fucking possibility that they haven't heard. I will play the audio for you here on Misanthrope Radio, then I will feed it into an AI video generator. I will generate a fucking video of the idiotic fucking YouTube reaction video, and then I'm going to fucking post it on YouTube on the Misanthrope Radio channel. I need to do a little research to figure out what kind of fucking hashtags or whatever the fuck it is I'm supposed to put in order to gain visibility in their fucking weird algorithm, but that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to create a YouTube reaction video today on Misanthrope Radio. Let's go. Let's do it. Now, they always start out with some poorly produced, overmodulated, shitty little intro, which is going to be difficult for me. I will try to dumb down my innate talent and skill set in order to give you a fair representation. Okay, here we go. Cue the intro.
Sleepy Bee and Uwu Reactions. Sleepy Bee and Uwu Reactions. Sleepy Bee and Uwu Reactions.
That was probably still too good.
Hey, next time we do one of these, remind me to have a kindergartner do the edit.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Sleepy Bee. And off to my left is the bitch Uwu. Say hi, Uwu.
Hello, boys, and welcome back to another one of our reaction videos. What are we reacting to today, B?
No, this bitch, we gonna react today to a motherfucking song of a band called Gun N' Roses, and we're gonna react, and it's gonna be called Sweet Child of Mine.
For those of you who don't speak hood, what Sexy B said is that we're going to be reacting to Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. I fucking love roses when men give me roses.
I'll give you a rose, bitch. All right, ooh, let's get into this shit, bitch. Style of video. I already like how this guitar shit be playing out. These motherfucking white people and their guitars, although I didn't, that motherfucker don't look like he quite white all the way. All right, let's play. Go on.
Smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories.
Stop the video. Stop the video. Did you hear what he said there, B? She's got eyes and it seems to me remind me of childhood memories. Oh my God. My nipples got totally hard when he said that. Because look at that man. Look at that man. He looks so rough. Have you ever heard this song before, B?
Nah, I never heard this song, bitch.
I've never heard it either. And I'm already so fucking turned on. My nipples are hard and my clitoris is pulsing. Let's go on with the video. Oh, it's like fucking poetry. He loves her with all of his soul. That's all that any girl asks for. It's all any girl could ever want to ask for. What do you think, B?
Yeah, you love that bitch. You love that bitch. You love that bitch. Why the fuck? Hold up. Hold up. Why the fuck are white people always be putting guitar, got the guy, the guitar solo and the guitar. The motherfucker just stopped the fucking song and play the guitar. I'm here for the bars. Goddamn. I'm here for the fucking bars. I want to hear bars and I want to hear thoughts, bitch. I don't want fucking guitar rambling ass. I want to be a fucking bitch.
To me, the guitar is so fucking melodic and it's beautiful. It's musical. Sleepy B, this is music. It's about emotion and sexual tension and passion. He just sang a beautiful sonnet to the woman he loves. And now we're going to listen to this gentleman play the guitar. The guy with the top hat on. His fucking top hat is sexy. It's so fucking sexy the way he's wearing it. And he's got his fucking hair all down in his face. I think the motherfucker's name is... I think that guy's... what is that gentleman's name?
Y'all, that motherfucker name, like Slice or some shit. His name's Slice or Stab or some fucking bullshit, bitch.
Oh my God. Her hair reminds me of a warm, safe place where as a child I'd hide. Oh, fucking Jesus. And pray for the thunder and the rain to quietly pass me by. Fuck, I'm in tears. Oh my God, I'm in tears, B. Sleepy B, I'm in tears.
Yeah, bitch, you crying, bitch. Bitch, soft ass bitch. You crying, bitch. Goddamn. We got to come back with motherfucking guitar solo again. Guitar. Always with the fucking guitar. I'm here for them motherfucking bars. I'm here about them motherfucking bars. I'm here for some motherfucking killing and robbing. I want to hear about them fucking bars. I'm gonna fuck your guitar. All right? Goddamn, bitch.
Now, B, I disagree. The emotion in that guitar. That man, that gentleman is making that guitar sing. That guitar is fucking crying. It's crying a lament, and it's fucking hot. God, can you even fucking deny how sexy that guy is? Slice, or whatever the fuck you said his name was, the way he's got that guitar right down over his privates, and he's fucking diddling those fucking strings. Oh my God, I am so fucking moist right now. I'm fucking moist.
Yeah, bitch, you driven out everywhere, bitch. Oh yeah, okay, now this is what I'm talking about. This is a breakdown. Let me get that breakdown. Fucking breakdown, bitch. These motherfuckers breaking it down. They breaking it down, bitch. Oh, that little snaky dance you do there is sexy fuck. You snaking dance, standing up. It's like snaking standing up, bitch.
Oh, it is very sexual. It's very gyrating. He's gyrating and undulating like a fucking reptile. God, it's so fucking hot. Listen to what they're doing with the fucking vocals and the fucking guitar. They're screaming. He's just screaming and he's climaxing like me. He's climaxing all over that fucking stage like me. Both of those guys are. The one diddling the guitar, Slice, he's fucking climaxing. And the fucking guy who's singing with the bandana, the fucking gang colors, he's climaxing too. Just like I am.
Yeah, bitch, you coming all over the fucking place over that dealing that pussy, that goddamn axe wound. You little fucking bitch. Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child Mine, all the bitch. That song a fucking banger now. It's sexy, kind of sexy as fuck. I don't know if I like it. I definitely never heard it in past. I don't know, bitch. I listen to it. I gotta be honest with you. It's like 4-9 down the corner, bitch.
I thought it was fucking fantastic. It was fucking fantastic. God damn it. My nipples are screaming for attention, B. Can you believe how fucking sexual that was? Oh, Jesus Christ. Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. It was emotional. It was titillating. It was absolutely fantastic. I came three times. Three times easy.
Yeah, you coming in here, bitch.
Make sure you hit that like, share, and subscribe button, YouTube family. And check us out next time for another Sleepy B and Uwu reaction. You have anything you need to say, B, before we go?
I'm just wanting four times then said chocolate and guns and a bitch.
Well said, B. All right, until next time, fam.
I think that's a fairly accurate representation of exactly how that would go. A reaction video done by a low IQ black guy and a slutty wannabe OnlyFans gamer chick. It's fucking brilliant. It's genius. If the gamer chick is pulling 5 million views on average for her fucking reaction videos, and the low IQ black guy's doing about 1.5 to 2 million, I just mashed them together. I should be sitting at about 7 million views for one of these fucking videos. God damn, I'm going to be making some money. I'm going to rake in the fucking cash. I'm not going to give a goddamn dime to charity. Fuck them kids. I'm going to buy myself a truck so goddamn big that I can drive over the whole fucking world with it. And on the tailgate, in beautiful cursive calligraphy type writing, I'm going to have compensating written back there. You don't have to fucking look at the truck and be like, well, wonder what he's compensating for. I'll just fucking tell you. I have a disappointing penis. But I've got a goddamn lot of money from YouTube. You motherfuckers. I'm getting ready to start a fucking multimedia empire. Built on the backs of fucking AI and low IQ fucking idiotic goddamn YouTube reviewers. Shit. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much going to do it for this episode of Misanthrope Radio. I said it last episode because I've always kind of struggled trying to figure out how to close out the fucking show. You know, I've struggled with it in every one of my podcasts. I didn't know how to end the episode. But I think the way I did it last week is the way I'm just going to do it. I just hope you're fucking digging it. I hope you get the joke. And you come here weekly, bi-weekly, whenever the fuck I get around to dropping a fucking new episode, leaving your fucking outrage at the door and just sitting down with your fucking earbuds, closing your eyes, and taking a stroll through unreality. Because reality fucking blows. Sit down with me for an episode of Misanthrope Radio and let's just fucking talk stupid shit for 45 minutes to an hour. All right. Well, thank you for listening, and until next time.